This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Alvey could not join us today, but she did send in a pre-recorded comment. So, Alice, what you got?
Thanks, Dave. Hey, everybody. Just want to give you an update on two quick things. First of all is the VA Blue Water Bill. As we've talked about, this is going to be effective for loans that close January 1st and after. The big change is the VA funding fee that you have to pay attention to right now, because we all have loans in process that may have been disclosed on current funding fee rates. We are hoping they're going to close by December 31st, but they're just not going to make it. So with 2 weeks left in the year, you've got to do a lot of planning, look out ahead, and be very realistic for your veteran if they are not going to make it. This is a really poor customer service issue. If you are December 27th going, "I'm sorry, we have to redisclose, we're not going to make it." So that's the worst position to be in, and that ultimately just means we didn't prep the customer well and we didn't plan well. So all you loan officers, processors out there, take a look at your pipelines. Make sure you have really clearly mapped out, are you honestly going to get this loan closed by, you know, figure December 31st is going to be a tough day anyway, right? Because only half the people are working. So, you know, really plan well. And now is a good time to think about, let's just redisclose to be on the safe side so that we can not really have a customer service issue and a potential compliance issue by missing that VA funding fee redisclosure piece. So heads up on that, be very careful. Another piece I want to make sure everyone's aware of course, the new loan amounts. This has been very exciting. We love our new maximum loan amount of $510,400. That's a nice big jump. But at the same time, we've got to also be aware of, when you're using that newer loan limit that's above the 2019 loan limit, be very careful when you ran your DU and LP. So Freddie Mac was December 4th. And Fannie Mae was December 7th. If your DU and LP findings are after those dates, and if you don't want to remember those specific dates, just watch, okay, December 7th. If I have my AUS findings with an approved ineligible due to the new loan amount, you must rerun your AUS findings and have an approved eligible. So if you're all set, any loans you're running from today forward, they're all going to be using the updated loan amounts in the system. But for those of you who need those new high balance increases, double check your feedback and findings messages that they do say eligible. We can't submit or ship and approve ineligible, even though it might say it's just for the loan amount, and you might think it's great. I know how scary it can be to rerun those AUS and DU findings, right? You just go, no, I got the answer I want. I don't want to get any new conditions potentially. But in theory, it's just going to be running to recheck and get you that approve eligible for the new loan amount. So two things to check. It's a real common phase here at the end of the year. Also keep in mind that for your FHA and all your other Govy products, it's case number order date. When did you order that loan number through the agency? That's going to be whether or not you get the new higher loan maximums. Dave, that's my report. Back to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Alice. Appreciate you, especially with you not being able to make it today. Take the time to do that. I just love the way she communicates. I mean, I'm thinking she's talking to me. I mean, she makes it so personal. There's some lessons in that. When you're talking to someone, learn how she records that. There's some great material there. And if you want to check out all of Alice's stuff, because there's a lot in there, you go back and go to our website, Lickin' on Lending. You go to the website, you'll see the home button, and then there's shows right below that. And when you hover over that, you have the drop down. You can check out all the hot topic segments, and just those, the weekly updates, the MBA minutes, legislative updates, Tech Reports, Andy Shell's The Profit Doctor segment, Joe Farr's The Macro Markets, all right there. Of course, you also want to learn how to be an advertiser. There's a place for you to check that out. Anyway, Alice, thank you so much. Appreciate you bringing us that information in a good and timely manner. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. Again, we have Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, MBA, Lenders One, The Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Velma, KnowledgeCoup, Vidyard, VendorSurf, our newest sponsor, and AI Assist. Thanks for listening, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.